isn't even going to make it to the hospital in time, but he wasn't going to tell her that right now. He didn't need a cuff to tell him her blood pressure was jacked up, and that wasn't good for her or for the baby.
I need you to calm down for me, Kelly.
Calm down? I can feel this baby. I'm going to have my baby in this stupid, ugly hallway.
You can feel the baby? Try to describe exactly how that feels right now.
He felt like an idiot saying it, but feeling the baby could mean she felt increased pressure, or it might mean she literally felt the baby exiting the birth canal, and that made everything a lot more urgent. Like, if I stop clenching my muscles, a bowling ball will fall out of me.
Okay, so the good news is that means the baby's probably still in there, but probably not for much longer.
Her fingers biting into his arm so hard he expected her nails to perforate his skin gave him a few seconds heads up before she wailed again. Gavin winced against the sound and the grip on his arm, wishing he'd kept the thick turnout coat on, but he did his best to keep his voice comforting and calm as he gave her breathing instructions she either couldn't hear or couldn't follow. When the contraction passed, he led with the important stuff. How far along she was, no gestational diabetes, no preeclampsia or any other complications anticipated by her doctor. Then another contraction hit her, and by the timing and the